Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven has one of Hollywood's coolest and most diverse resumes. Best known as Ari Gold, the agent you love to hate on HBO's Entourage, Piven surprised audiences by taking on the title role in the British series Mr. Selfridge, about the real-life department store's mogul, which airs on Masterpiece on PBS and has its third season premiere this Sunday, March 29th. We welcome Jeremy Piven to the roundtable this morning to talk about the making of Mr. Selfridge, the upcoming Entourage film, and what is next for him. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Jeremy Piven to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Give us a sense of what the third season of this show means to you, given that I think it was a surprise to most of your fans when you took it on in the first place.
Well, you know, if it's a surprise to anyone, they don't know me, because this is exactly the type of role that I would gravitate towards and actually have kind of danced around on stage for a while early on. And he's one of these guys that just has a lot of dimension. He's able to lead the charge and be inspirational in his professional life. But at night, when he's not, it's like there's some great quotes about Harry that between 9 to 5, he's a genius, and after hours, he's a disaster. He's a guy who you admire, and his tenacity and his clarity of vision as a professional is staggering. And yet, at night, you know, he has a family and loves them, but is a slave to his urges and goes out and gambles and runs around on his wife. And it takes him a long time to realize how much his wife and his family means to him. And it's a cautionary tale, and it's just been an epic journey just being a part of it for 3 seasons now. And season 3 airs Sunday night, 9 o'clock on PBS, and you can binge watch the first 2 seasons on either iTunes or Amazon Prime.
Which is a lot of fun to do. I did it maybe about, I guess, just after the second season started of Binge Watch Season 1 and then went into Season 2. So what do we...
It continuously gets better, doesn't it?
It does. And you seem more comfortable. You seem as though you have inhabited this character, that you're just having a blast.
Well, you know, it's interesting. That was a conscious choice, and people either got that or they didn't, that... Here's a guy who his heroes were people like P.T. Barnum, and he fancied himself a creative, artistic presence and soul, and he found his creativity in commerce and in the big windows that he created. Everything you see when you walk into a Barney's or a Bloomingdale's is kind of because of Harry Selfridge. He was the guy that implemented all of the cosmetics when you first walk in. Like I said, the huge, large windows, he came up with that. The customer is always right. Those were all his inventions. So, but the show is about so much more than that. It's all the characters that inhabit his life. The people were introduced to their husbands and wives at Selfridge's. They worked for him their entire lives. He shaped a culture. You know, I do feel a connection with Harry, because the reality is no American actor has really done the lead in a British period drama, and no American entrepreneur had transformed the culture like he did. So there are some parallels.
When it comes to season 3, what can we expect?
Well, we hit the ground running. It begins with the death of Rose, his wife, and his entire life is changed because of that. She was everything to him, and he has no idea how he's going to continue on. So we open on the funeral and the wedding. And so the third season is on a different level than the first two, in the way that we've planted the seeds now, and now we're off and running. And each episode has these incredible turning point moments, and the stakes are raised. And it's almost like the movie version of Mr. Selfridge, because everything is enhanced. So a lot is going on, and there are characters that are going to leave, and I can't say which, but you won't see it coming.
And you have already made it clear that season 4, you're going to start filming that soon.
Yeah, I'll be over there very soon to London to shoot season 4, which is kind of incredible considering that I've slipped in 4 seasons of a new television show for from the time that we wrapped the Entourage season.
And that says something about, well, also it says something about the HBO schedule, but also about of this show, of when you can make quality television and do it in these, what we've now, you know, come to expect from television, good quality television, 10, 12 episodes, and it's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they have really figured it out over there. Their actors are very serious. They take it very seriously, and yet they're also very silly people. So they're a combination of over-prepared and fun-loving at the same time. It's a great combination. And so they work on their highest level. The directors know they got to get in there and be inventive, shoot it in 12 hours, and make it look like it costs 10 times what they're actually spending, and they do it. You look at this show and you figure, this thing costs. I mean, it's as big as any epic show on American television.
Yeah. It looks very expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, just.
And it isn't.
Just,
that's the crazy part.
It isn't expensive.
Believe me, I'm a producer on it.
Your vests look expensive.
My vests look expensive. I'm going to have to pass that along.
No, they're nice vests.
They are nice vests. I mean, I'll tell you a little secret. They call them waistcoats, and I have a few of them, and they're all handmade and beautiful. And the reality is, he wore a very traditional black blazer over it. So my wardrobe costs less than the Ari Gold wardrobe, which is made by Domenico Vacca, who's an Italian designer, because Domenico is making a new suit for every scene. And that Mr. Selfridge blazer is carried through. So there are little shortcuts that we take so that every penny of it goes up on the screen.
So where are we in the Entourage movie? Where does your part stand in this now?
Ari is where we left him in Italy with the wife, patching up his family and his relationship with Mrs. Ari, which he has done. And now she has allowed him to take the offer to be God and to run Hollywood. So that's where we leave. That's where we pick up with Ari.
And is the film, has that been a fun experience and something that you felt at the end of the series was inevitable?
I knew that the ending is inevitable for all shows. And listen, to go 8 successful seasons is a rarity, and we were very lucky. But yet, Doug was smart enough to leave it kind of open-ended, where we don't know if Ari's going to take the job or not. So I think it kind of very organically leads us to a feature film.
So another way of asking that is, how long after the wrap of the show were there talks of, okay, let's bring this to the big screen?
I think they were, I don't know exactly, because I've been in London shooting Mr. Selfridge, and I've been so out of the loop that it's crazy. I mean, even all these talks about, you know, what's keeping the Entourage movie, what's holding it up, like, I don't even know what those are. I was the first one to sign on, and the rest of it, I just, is a mystery to me. But, you know, Doug has been spoken and saying, you know, he was busy, he was doing other stuff, and it took him a while to get to it.
So you have a date, it's June 5th, and
yes,
the film will come out, and Doug, by the way, Doug Allen, who is the creator and the director of the show, and along with Mark Wahlberg, and to be in the company of that cast and crew once again, I assume is fun and comforting.
Absolutely. What they did is they literally hired every single person that has ever worked on the series, everyone. It's almost like, for an actor, it's almost like it's like being a method actor, where like you're going back to everything that encompassed the series in every way, shape, or form, from on camera to off camera, you know, and it was great. I mean, they're guys and they were rewarded for their loyalty, you know, cast and crew. And so it was really fun. Listen, going overseas and doing a show on the level of Mr. Selfridge only made me a better actor, and so I was hopefully able to contribute more to the character of Ari Gold.
Well, Jeremy Piven stars in Mr. Selfridge on Masterpiece on PBS, which has its third season premiere this Sunday, March 29th. And again, Entourage, the movie, opens on June 5th of this year. Jeremy Piven, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much. And
thank you, man.
Great pleasure.
Appreciate
thank you.
It.
Take care.
Take care.
Again, Jeremy Piven will star in Season 3 of Mr. Selfridge, beginning on Masterpiece on PBS, Sunday night, 9 o'clock, March 29th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.